Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Do you ever notice that you guys, you know how your own body smells, like certain functions of your own body, and when something becomes drastically different, you start to worry that you have some sort of crazy disease?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you ever take a shower and then you accidentally leave your towel, like, balled up on your bed and you forget about it and you come home and it has, like, that musty, damp, kind of moldy smell?
Mm-hmm.
My farts have been smelling like that lately. So I feel like I have mold up inside my asshole somewhere. Like, not completely like mold, but just like I left a balled up towel on my bed.
I thought you were going to say, like, you left a balled up towel up your asshole.
It's like it's
Chris
like my colon took
me
a shower.
This look right now, because we're 1 second in and we already are on the moldy assholes.
I'm just waiting for my turn.
Oh, sorry.
I got a lot to say about moldy assholes. That sounds like a good rock band. The Moldy Assholes, right, guys?
Dude, Chris. You guys.
Do you ever have, like, farts that don't quite smell like your ass, but they smell enough like you know it's your fart, but it smells like there's something really wrong with you?
Yeah.
I know
that's
you
what
do.
Ben's saying.
I think that's what I just said.
And you ever have them where they smell like a moldy towel, though?
Well, you said body smells. Oh,
no,
then
he's
you
saying
did say
his
farts,
fart
didn't
smells
you?
Like that weird, musty body
You're
smell.
You're right. That was retarded.
Do you ever, I notice that if I go down and hang out with you guys for a week or so, that it like changes my body chemistry and my farts smell like your house.
Thank you. I've been saying this for years.
I'm serious. Chris, I really think that.
I really think that too. Listen, I've been saying for years, everybody's, oh, you're crazy. Trust me. Like, anytime I babysit kids, I swear to God, my farts smell like baby powder. And I'm not imagining it.
No, I really think that's true. I think something happens. It's kind of like how when women live together, they get on the same menstruation cycle.
So your theory is that when men live together, they get on the same flatulation schedule.
Or just smell schedule.
They get on the same fart frequency.
What was that show where they used to synchronize their watches?
Oh,
Golden Girls.
You should edit in a joke about synchronizing our farts, but then use the theme to the Golden Girls.
What was that show?
Was it Parker something?
Oh, maybe.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose? Was
Holy,
that a,
yeah,
the name
you're
of
right.
The show?
I totally forgot about that show.
Yeah.
Was it Parker Lewis? Somebody can't lose. I remember who it was who couldn't lose.
It was Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Are you on the internet doing some research?
No, it just came back to me. It ran from September 1990 to June of 93.
Oh, it just came back to you.
3 seasons, 73 episodes. My mind works kind of weird.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I could have gone my whole life without remembering Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
That's close call. You almost went your whole life without remembering that.
I almost forgot that. I almost forgot about the watches.
That's something that I find very interesting and strange, is that that information is still in there, and there's ways to access that, but you on your own could have never pulled that out.
I would rather not know about Parker Lewis Can't Lose, but know calculus.
I know. Well, that's not going to happen. We know that. You can't get past algebra, so.
Well, plus, Parker Lewis Can't Lose doesn't have as much information as a calculus book, I'm sure.
But listen, do you know what I mean about how, I mean, you're right. Probably if no one for the rest of your life mentioned Parker Lewis Can't Lose, you're probably never going to think about it again. And you would never, the images of Parker Lewis Can't Lose would never come to your brain again. But they're still up there. But you don't have the access codes for them. You know what I mean? Like, you can't pull it out unless someone else mentions it. I just always think that's crazy how much information is in our brain, but our brain won't let us use it because unless it thinks we need it.
Yeah, that is crazy, dude. Fuck.
You know what it reminds me of though is you ever have like a song that you haven't heard in maybe like 5 years,
right?
And you don't even think about it, but once it comes on the radio, you instantly know all the lyrics again.
That's a perfect example, because especially for me, because I remember songs from when I was in first grade that if someone started singing them, I know all the words to them. It's bizarre how that happens, and it's a weird
how
thing.
How bizarre!
There you go, the perfect example. Now let's all start singing it.
Do you think that our brains remember everything that happened to us in our entire life? And one day there'll be a way to go back and tap into it.
Well, I don't know. I always wonder that.
What's that lady's name? There's a famous actress that...
Mary Lou Henner.
Mary Lou Henner. She has the ability to tell you everything that happened to her on a specific date. Like, you tell her any date in her life and she can tell you. And there's a group of people who have this ability that science has discovered. Which just... That just shows me. They're not... They don't have... special brains. They just have a strange connection error in their brain that allows them to access it where other people can't access it. You know,
I can do that though.
You can?
I can do that. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. All right.
Let me just toss the date out.
Okay.
Just purely random. Oh shit. I don't know. September 11th, 2001. Well, that was actually a pretty interesting day in history.
Really?
What, yeah.
What happened?
Well, that's the day America lost its innocence.
What happened that day? I don't remember that.
America lost its
innocence. That was the famous terrorist attack, the Twin Towers, remember?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that was September 11th, 2001.
Oh, it was a 1, too.
Let me think another date. shit. September 11th, 2006. That was actually the 5th year anniversary of the day America lost its innocence.
I don't like that you're calling it the day America lost its innocence, because it's like we got raped instead of attacked.
Well, you know what? Our freedom got raped. But then we put on a condom of liberty.
The grocery store that I work at and the weekly ad that'll be coming out the week of the 11th, they have like a little remembering September 11th icon on our weekly ad.
And
I thought, man, that's bullshit. I hate stuff like that.
Do they do like, remember September 11th with cherry tomatoes? 50% off.
Yeah. Nothing says remembrance like fresh pineapple, 2 for $3.
Just think about how lucky you are to get avocados for 88 cents. Those poor victims of the World Trade Center collapse will not experience such cheap avocados.
Exactly. Never forget to purchase bananas.
It's like the heroes on Flight 93 gave their lives. All you have to give is 79 cents for 1 pound of bananas.
I already made a banana joke, dude.
I know. I was just improving it.
Okay, thanks. Any more produce 9/11 jokes?
But the banana is the number one selling fruit in the world, so it deserves, if any fruit deserves more than one joke, it's the banana. But I'm always worried that, like, if I say certain things to Delaney, even though she's a baby and I know that she doesn't know what I'm talking about now, it's like, what if when she's 35, they can somehow go back and she could, like, play back everything that I've ever said to her?
Exactly. Like, somehow there's technology that allows us to access our brain in ways that we never could before.
Because do you ever wonder, like, if you could go back to when you guys were babies or something, do you think, like, any of our dads ever held us and thought, like, hey, you little fucking mistake, I wish I never had you,
well,
or something crazy like that?
I mean, I'm going to do something like that with my kid, but what I'm more worried about if I'm, you know, 35 and using those access codes to go back and scan is that I'm going to find a place where my parents are doing it right in front of me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
you don't got to go back in time for that.
I can just go right into the future. Well, what about, have you and Sonya ever done that? Anything close to that? Even when she was just a little baby?
What's that, done stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? Because here's the thing. Like, when you have a baby, you can't just stick them in another room and go do your business. you got to wait for nap time. And then even if you don't want it, you just got to pounce on the opportunity.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been on one nipple while Delaney's on the other?
No. And that's the thing. Like, Delaney's actually ruined the nipples for me because my wife.
You're like, I'm not going to put my mouth on that after you put your mouth on that.
No, I want to put my mouth on it, my semen, everything.
We're talking about the nipples, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the thing. Like, now my wife uses them as, like, these magical, like, devices that kept our baby full of nutrients and life.
Right.
And it's like, all I want to do is, like, chew on them and get rough with them. But it's like, they're so off limits now that she even feels weird about, like, she stopped breastfeeding. She hasn't breastfed in probably almost a month. So everything's back to normal, and it's like, if I try to pop one in my mouth, it's like a weird reflex for her now, and she doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm trying to squeeze in some nipple play still. But
I bet after a little while, it'll go away.
God, I hope so.
You know?
It's almost like breastfeeding was the 9/11 of my wife's nipples. It's like all they've gained now is innocence, and they can no longer be corrupted by my... A terrorist tongue.
Which tower fell first?
The one swinging between my legs. Because I was denied access.
Ben can't get on a plane anymore.
I tried to hijack a brassiere.
He's still firing missiles at the Pentagon, though.
I couldn't get it off. So
that's a pretty good one.
Do you guys think 9/11 was a conspiracy?
No.
Did you guys, I don't know if you realize this, but 9/11 is also the phone number you call for emergencies?
You know, I never put that together.
Yeah.
You think they did that on purpose?
I don't know. I wonder if they did. Did they, you think?
I wonder. I mean, they must have picked a date, and that feels like that's something that might slip in. You know, that's something that is very American.
You know what people might forget or try to forget was how, I'm not even joking right now, was how on September 12th, that was like, in our lifetime, the most historically acceptable day to be racist.
That's true.
The thing is that most people went back to being politically correct by like September 15th.
I know, that was really the sad part of September 11th.
He's still jaded against all races.
Well, yeah, Chris will never forget.
Well, that was the day. To be racist. I lost my racial innocence.
Were you scared at all? Were you guys at all nervous about, like, that something else was going to happen?
I was, yeah, for sure.
I was sort of excited that a crazy, like, apocalyptic war would break out all over the world.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I kind of felt that way, too. Like, I know this, it's kind of like when you watch a NASCAR race and you want to see a wreck. It's kind of like that, like... I didn't want more bad things to happen, but in a weird way, I thought it would be awesome TV if you just saw, like, a plane crash in San Francisco and L.A. and Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, didn't part of you kind of want to see that in a weird way?
Absolutely, and we didn't... I mean, of course, you're like you say, we don't really want people to die, but I think as human beings who don't have a war to fight, and as men, I guess, too, we kind of get a little excited about stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're seeking conflict with other tribes because it's in our genetics to do that.
I've always said I wish that a zombie apocalypse would really happen.
Oh, man, we've had this discussion before a couple times.
Because I don't really want to kill humans, even if they're assholes, because I think...
But, yeah, that's only sort of... Viscerally, you do, but mm-hmm. sort of...
My morals tell me to try not to kill humans.
Yeah, your understanding of how...
But zombie humans?
Well, it's a whole nother story.
God, I would love to stand on the roof of a mall with a shotgun and just pick off zombies.
Oh, this fucking dog.
Whose dog is that?
I don't know. It's like
somewhere. I wish
else.
Little dogs would all realize that they're not badasses.
Is it within your walls or
no,
is it?
Definitely not. It's like outside across the someone else's backyard.
I hear it like it's on your bed.
It's funny.
And by that, I mean that I could understand what it's saying, and it's like, this fucking stinks.
It's funny.
Is that a beetle?
I was just thinking about how little dogs always try to pick fights with big dogs, but that there's no human comparison to that a lot of times, like a chihuahua to a pit bull. That's like if I picked on a guy who I couldn't even, like, I was like the height of his knee, basically.
I know. It would have to be, it would be like a toddler starting a fight with Mr. T. That's the only human equivalent of that.
Yeah.
I don't know why Mr. T is my tough guy.
Mr. T in like 87.
Yeah, I might have been able to get something a little bit more recent. Who's the tough guy now? I guess like Brock Lesnar or something
Dolph
like
Lundgren.
That.
Dolph
Lundgren. Do you mean like a movie perceived tough?
No, I just mean like who
like
do you
literally
go?
Literally the toughest.
I just mean like who do you think the cultural reference is? Like, you know, when we were kids, we'd be like, all right, you could have $1 million or you get to marry Cindy Crawford. And like Cindy Crawford was the name that was thrown around for like,
I think
the
when we were kids, Mike Tyson was the
Mike
guy.
Mike Tyson was the tough guy. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, who's that guy now?
Chris Clemens.
Is there a guy? There must be, right?
I don't think there's any like one mean guy now.
But
kids would probably say The Rock.
Ben, you don't know what you're talking about. The Rock. Get the hell out of here.
That's what kids would say, I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm saying you're wrong. I don't think kids would say that.
Chuck Liddell.
That's even outdated. Dude, both of you guys are so outdated.
Hoist Gracie. Kids nowadays would say Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
What about hot girl? Who do you think? What do you think? Cause
Megan Fox.
Yeah, that's probably true. You think kids nowadays are still doing like hypothetical game on the schoolyard like we did? Because people always would do the thing like, dude, would you eat that dog crap? And you're like, no, dude. Like, would you eat that dog crap if you got to marry Cindy Crawford?
Yeah, but back then it's like, what does that even mean?
I know,
to marry Cindy Crawford. But, like back then, we even if like that were to happen. We wouldn't know what to do with Cindy Crawford.
That's what
once
I think
we
is.
Did have her.
That's what I think is so strange about the entire thing is that all kids were using Cindy Crawford across, you know, at least every school that in our town.
And it was always to marry her. It wasn't like Cindy Crawford will come over and play with your ding dong. Because I know I was doing things to me that I'd rather have Cindy Crawford's hands doing. And you could have just said that, like, married. What does that mean? We got to split our income?
You got to give her half of your seventh grade income?
Yeah. She has to go down to the DMV and change her license.
Cindy Shields.
Seems like more of a hassle for her. Maybe she should be playing this game. If you guys could get an endorsement deal from any company in the United States of America, what company would that be?
Oh, I would pick the company that pays celebrities the most for endorsement deals.
What if a company only paid you in their product, like a free lifetime supply? What if they said, we don't have any money, but we'll send you as many Kit Kat bars if you want, as you want, if it were the Kit Kat Corporation?
That is an excellent question, and I'm glad you asked me that question, Ben. And why not, I'm gonna.
Danny, are you trying to think of that company that makes glass butt plugs?
No, I know that company. Well, that wouldn't take me any time at all.
Danny, have you ever stuck a sex toy in your butt, even if it was just like a couple millimeters? Be honest.
No, God, no. Wait, is my thumb a sex toy?
Is producer Brian's penis a sex toy?
No.
Danny, it is.
No.
Have you ever been masturbating and stuck a finger up your butt?
Does a thumb count as a finger?
I feel sorry for Danny's butt.
I feel sorry for Danny's hand.
Hey, Chris, what would you rather have happen? Another 9/11 type event. It has to be to that magnitude. Or smell Danny's butthole, like, with your nose right up to it.
Okay, I just got to smell your butthole real quick.
You got it? No, not real quick.
You got to take a real... You got to imagine that, like, you know, like, when you smell coffee, how you really want to get a good whiff because it smells so good? You have to take a hit like that.
You got to pretend like his asshole's some co-ed's panties.
Oh, shit. That might kill me. No, yeah, of course I'd smell Danny's butthole. I'd smell it right up.
Man, Chris is a national hero.
Well, I don't want Americans to die.
Not on your watch.
Not on my nose. But you know what I do is I try to fuck up my nose as bad as possible beforehand. Yeah. Stuff peppers up my nose, whatever it takes.
You mean you would take stuffed peppers and stuff them up your nose, or just stuff peppers up your nose?
I might just take a super glue and stick it up there like a, what's that, nose spray. It would have been funnier if I'd remember the name.
We can edit that in.
Yeah.
Google it.
Sorry.
Go back. We'll all laugh like it was the first time.
It's going to be worth it.
I might just take a super glue and stick it up there like a...
Afrin nasal spray.
Do you think if you had to pick your butthole out of a butthole lineup, you could do it?
I gotta pick my butthole?
No, like if you saw a lineup of different buttholes, just like like how the police do, they bring out all these buttholes, but it's just pictures. You could pick your butthole out of a lineup.
It's just pictures?
Yeah, just well.
Or are they live buttholes? Because I'm pretty sure I'll know that I'm not standing next to a bunch of other guys spreading their buttholes.
No. Just pictures. You see pictures of a bunch of buttholes. Well, first, do you think you could do smell?
I could definitely do smell.
Okay.
But I don't know if I could do picture.
Well, if you got a, okay, beforehand, you get a chance, you can study your butthole however you want to.
Study it?
You know what I mean? Like, try to memorize whatever little quirks your butthole has.
Yeah, I always study my butthole as often as I can.
No, really, though.
Do you think blind guys spend extra time feeling their butthole so they can pick it out of a lineup?
Really, do you think you could pick your butthole out of a lineup? Do you think all buttholes?
I don't think I could unless I could count the ridges and figure out how old I was. I could narrow it down. I don't know if I could pick it out.
Do you think all buttholes are like very like distinct and unique?
Yeah, well, have you ever seen a 12-year-old's butthole? Always 12 ridges. Always. Always.
Buttholes are like fingerprints and snowflakes. Do you think that's true? Do you think that if we took a print of your butthole, like if you murdered somebody and all that was left at the scene was like a bloody butthole print, do you think that it could be traced back to you? I'm being honest, kind of.
No, because I don't think the police have a file of buttholes.
No. What I'm saying is, do you think that if there was like a bloody butthole print and somebody goes, you know what, I think that's a butthole print, And you were already a prime suspect,
and they kind of were like, Chris, we have to take a photo print of you, and it's a perfect match.
I don't think they know for a fact that...
I understand what Chris is saying. Even if it is a perfect match, because there's not a large enough database of butthole prints, he could probably make the argument that one out of 100 buttholes are exactly the same.
It's just as fucked up as his.
Yes, yeah, so you know what I mean? There's no file, there's nothing proving that all buttholes are different. They would have to go out and do extensive research to prove that all buttholes weren't the same in order to convict him on that. Otherwise, that would be very circumstantial evidence.
But if that ever became like the way to identify people in the future, like, you know that parents would be like, go down to Walgreens and get your baby's butthole photographed.
I know.
For child safety.
There would be like commercials on TV about it. And all that stuff about safety, you know, is just the government. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but you know that state safety stuff is more just the government wanting to get a giant file of everyone's fingerprints. Or buttholes prints.
But you would also know if the butthole was that recognizable as like a distinct feature, you would also know that all the creepy like rapist guys would have to put that modeling glue over their butthole. Because you know how they used to do that over their fingerprints?
Yeah, but here's the thing about fingerprints versus butthole prints. How many crimes do you commit using your butthole? Like, no one steals a diamond by opening the door with their butthole.
Danny
makes Danny commits plenty of crimes with his butthole. They're all crimes against nature.
Crimes against humanity. Here's the thing, though.
And he's always guilty.
Hey, I deserve a fair trial.
Here's the thing, though. If you're a rapist, your hands could be covered the whole time, but your butthole's going to be exposed at some point when you get your cock out.
There's no butthole.
Now, listen.
Do you know where the cock is located?
And think about it this way. Let's say that you severely beat up a chick and she's bleeding. You're raping her. And then you accidentally lose your balance. You spin around. You sit on her. Boom. Butthole print.
Wait, why is your butthole bleeding?
No, it's not. Her butthole's bleeding.
Oh, well.
I mean, not. I'm assuming it's bleeding. If you're raping her, you might as well go anal.
So, okay, her butthole's bleeding. Somehow you get her butthole blood on your butthole.
No, what I mean is she's covered in blood because you beat the shit out of her so that way you could rape her. And at some point, you accidentally sit in that blood.
All right. But if I sit in it, I don't sit on things with my butthole. That's what my butt cheeks are for.
Here's what I think happens. I think that the butthole would leave a reverse print. Like if there's a pool of blood and you sit down on it, I think it's like almost like if you dip something in oil first and dropped it in water.
Right.
Like it would push the blood away into the shape of your exact butthole.
So how do you think any crime has ever been solved with a butthole print? I'm very curious about this.
Not yet, because science hasn't caught up to it yet. But I think that it's highly possible and likely.
What are some of the shows called? Like Forensic Files?
Oh, that's my favorite show.
Do you think there's like a Butthole Files in the future?
It would probably fall under forensics because right. They cover.
But
like,
you think
DNA
there may be an episode someday?
Yeah, I think they're gonna have a huge wave of butthole crimes.
I'm being serious here. I want you to try to come up with a crime.
Here's how it's gonna start. There's gonna be a serial killer, and you know how every serial killer likes to leave their like calling card,
right?
It's going to be the butthole killer. And what he's going to do is every person that he kills, he's going to dab a little bit of their own blood on his butthole and he's going to spread his cheeks and he's just going to put a little kiss on their forehead with his bloody butthole. That's your blood. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. I actually kind of think that's a good idea is he a killer or a rapist?
Both.
Okay. Does he rape? This is a serious question. Does he rape before he kills or does he kill before he rapes?
He does both.
Oh, wow.
Because he probably rapes you when you're alive, kills you, and then most of those sick fuckers, they'll rape you again.
Right. Yeah. So, and what about the butthole forehead kiss? Is that while you're alive or after you're gone?
It's while you're dead, because if you're still alive, you're going to wiggle and it's going to mess up that print. And he's going to have to clean it off and do it over again because he's a perfectionist. He wants it to look good.
I don't know why I think that's so funny. Some guy that just raped and murdered somebody, and the person's they're not murdered yet there, but they're almost dead, and he's dabbed their blood on his butthole, and he's getting ready to he's trying to like really stay like very still while he's touching his butthole to their forehead, and then they move a little bit, and he's the idea that he's really annoyed with that is funny to me. Like, he's like, God damn it. You know what I mean? Like, he's pissed off about that tiny little thing. Yeah. And he kind of is like doing one of those things like, oh, God. You know, like he's having one of those days. Like, everything's going wrong today.
What's going to be horrible is when this podcast goes out, somebody's going to do it. And then I'm going to be the prime suspect. And I'm going to be interrogated.
Here's what you do right now, Ben. Immediately after this, but after this podcast, after this buttcast. Immediately after this podcast, here's what you do. You don't have to use blood, but you can just put a little ketchup on your butthole, put it on a piece of paper, dab it on a piece of paper, seal it, mail it to yourself, first class mail, so you have the date and everything, so you can prove that that's your butthole print, so that when the other person does this, you can prove that's not your butthole.
I'm already going to have my prints taken anyways, but the reason why I wouldn't do it is because my hemorrhoids would mess up the print.
Have you ever had hemorrhoids?
I think so.
I don't think I've ever had that.
They've never been diagnosed, but I've definitely had some sort of itchy irritation.
All right, we've covered this extensively. We don't need to go back here. But I think hemorrhoids isn't just itching. I imagine hemorrhoids as like a giant thing.
No, I don't think I've ever had anything giant, but I've definitely had something wrong with the pH balance. I think running that bar of zest across it doesn't help. It dries it out.
You want to get zest fully clean.
Shoddy Radio.
By the way, man, how come you didn't call me back the other day?
I fucking hate talking on the phone to everybody, including you, mostly you.
I know. I only can communicate.
I finally got Danny to start texting me, though. When you call me, I just don't answer, then I text you immediately.
It's so hard for me to text while I'm driving, and I'm almost always driving, and that's the only time I can get in touch with my friends who I want to communicate with.
Well, it's so hard for me to pretend like I want to fucking talk to you for 5 minutes. The thing with Danny is, like, if he could just call and talk about what he wanted to talk about quickly and be on his way, I could deal with that. But it always ends up him telling me everything about, like, feelings, and it's like we just have a long conversation about a bunch of stuff we don't need to talk. Well, and the problem is, really, is that you always call me when I'm, like, trying to make dinner or trying to do something with the baby, like change her diaper
or get her butthole
prepped or something. You know what I mean? It's like you have a good knack for calling at the worst time possible.
Right.
And most of that is just because it's you, and it just turns it into the worst time possible.
Ben was just sitting around thinking, fuck, I'm bored, man.
Man, I don't got shit to do. And then you call and I go, fuck, I could think of something.
Ben wouldn't want to get a call from Danny, even if he was in the electric chair and Danny was the governor.
I was wondering where you're going.
Like, oh, fuck.
Can we make this brief? I have to be killed today.
Yeah, I have noticed that when I try to call my friend, he doesn't answer anymore because...
Whoa, hold off. First off, we're not friends.
I miss you. I try to keep in contact with all my friends. And some of them, like,
no, I don't hate you. I just... part of it, I'm just joking
about it
being you, but my dad is the only human that I'll talk to on the phone for any extended amount of time. I hate talking on the phone. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm horrible about calling people back, and I know that, but I like text messages because you're not going to text me about something that you remembered from 6 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, from now on, every time you text me, I'm going to sext you back. I'm bringing sexting back.
You know, it's a funny Danny phone thing that I just realized the other day. I was hanging out with Danny or Jamie and Shoddy, and Shoddy called Danny, and Danny answers the phone, and immediately I'm like 6 feet away from Shoddy and here. I hear like this crazy noise in the background, and I was like, you know what? Anytime anyone ever calls Danny, he sounds like he's in the middle of like a busy intersection, like in Manhattan. He always sounds like there's tons of noise around, or he's like on a harbor somewhere, and there's the sound of gulls. Like, he's always somewhere noisy. Like, I can't even answer the phone quietly.
I'm in a sound design stage.
And a lot of times it's because he's driving in his car, and his car is the fucking loudest car in the universe.
Or my FedEx truck, which is even louder than my...
But what I do is I rarely answer my phone. Like, that's just me, because I don't like talking on the phone either, especially if I'm answering a call and I don't know what they want from me. So I always just screen every call almost every time, and then I'll call people back right away. I don't think ever doesn't answer his phone.
Oh, I always answer. Anytime anyone calls me, I answer.
Did you know that 90% of the calls I get at my work is people asking for free boxes? And then they get disappointed when I don't have boxes to give to them for free, and it pisses me off. Fuck you. You're disappointed in me that I don't have something free for you. And you didn't even fucking come down here and look me in the eye. You gave me a shitty tone over the phone.
They slowed your day down to ask for something free, and then they gave you shit for not having something free to give them.
Hang on,
out there cleaning up the celery. I gotta go and fucking answer the phone because some cunt wants four boxes.
Hang on. You really think it's 90%? Because that's amazing to me.
It is, because I rarely get calls, and when I do, that's what it is. And they'll go, do you have any apple boxes? And then go, yeah, but they have 40 pounds of apples in them.
Has anyone ever had that?
Did they say, can you take the apples out?
Yeah, has anyone ever had the gumption to ask if you could take some of the apples out?
No, because if they did, I'd murder them right on the spot. But here's what they say. I don't know, maybe it's just because I work in the business, but I always think, like, don't you think it's a lot harder to get boxes in the summertime? Because, for one, that's when everybody moves, is in the summertime. So there's going to be more demand for boxes. And also in the summertime, what do people eat? They eat stone fruit, peaches and plums and nectarines. They're not eating apples. They eat apples in the fall.
Yeah, come on, people. Before you make your phone call, just think about it for 1 second. Yeah, more people. Yeah. Hang on. Before I call this grocery store, I don't even know if I should tell, because more people move during the summer. Plus, during the summer, people eat more stone fruit. You know?
Think about the seasonal demand for Granny Smith's, asshole.
Come on. I just said, get your shit together.
I just said Granny Smith's asshole.
Shoddy Radio.
Do you think it's possible that for some odd reason there's a well-known celebrity that stumbled upon our podcast and is a fan?
Well, we already know there is. We're not allowed to say, but...
If there was... Name one A-list celebrity that you feel like if they did listen to our show, they would like it. And you can't name a comedian.
Okay. A-list celebrity.
I feel like I've thought of this before, and I... Oh, Chuck Woolery.
And we'll be right back in 2 and 2.
Actually, I think Chuck Woolery would like our show.
A-list celebrity who would enjoy Shoddy Radio. How about this? If you could only play it for one celebrity, and an A-list celebrity, who would you play it for?
It'd probably have to be somebody that has like a lot of irons in the fire that could, you know, help our career.
Right, right, right.
I would say Tina Fey.
Ooh, that's not bad. Although, I don't think we should play our last episode.
Oh, she would think that was hilarious. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the whole bit we did about getting slashed in the face by a stranger.
I would be
when you're six. Oh, maybe I didn't put that episode out.
That might hit a little too close to home.
I would pick Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's probably it.
Who do you think has more connections, Tina Fey or Jimmy Kimmel?
Well, I think Tina Fey has more connections, but I think Kimmel's more likely to use them. Timmy Kimball's is probably more likely to use them.
Timmy Kimball's?
Did you guys hear that Uncle Frank died?
Yeah.
I did hear that.
That's the 9/11 of this year.
That was the day that Guillermo lost his innocence.
All right, if you could have any celebrity guest on the show, who would it be?
I would probably pick Norm MacDonald.
Ben, I was going to say Ben would pick Louis C.K. probably, right?
Or Louis.
No, I'm just trying to think of who would
put out.
Also give us the best
show. Norm MacDonald would do a great show.
He would.
I just heard...
I almost think Louis C.K. would be kind of reserved, and I don't know what he would give us.
Right.
We could win him over, though.
Yeah, I would. I think we could. I think...
Did you know that's one of my biggest regrets in life, is that we didn't talk to him when we had the chance?
I know. Fuck, man. And that was before he was big.
Yeah, he probably would have asked us to be on his FX show.
I know.
God. He probably could have been best friends. He looked lonely.
He did, and he was at a hard time in his life. Looking back at that in retrospect now, knowing his comedy and sort of the... what time period this was in, he was at a hard time in his life. He wasn't rich. He wasn't famous. He didn't know he was going to be rich. And like, I don't know that he's rich now, but he didn't know he was going to be famous and big and not have financial worries. He just had a family that he was just starting. He knew he didn't love his wife the same way anymore. He was in a transition period, and we could have helped transition him into a gay period.
He looked like he wanted to get gangbanged by a bunch of straight guys and Danny.
The person that I would want to be on the show, and this may surprise you guys, is Jack Black.
Wow. I met Jack
That's
Black.
That's not a bad choice.
I feel like he would give a good show, and I also would think that the show would end with Jack Black, Danny, and Chris playing guitar and coming up with a tasty jam.
You know what? I'll tell you, I'll give an answer, and this is a real, I think, a person that might be able to help us and might be willing to help us also.
I know who you're going to say.
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk.
No, I don't.
And we met him also.
Yeah. Man, we have a lot. Everyone that we've met, by the way, is a friend of the show. We had called them friend of the show. Okay. Can we all agree on that?
I can. I talked to Nick Swartzen once.
Oh, friend of the show, Nick Swartzen?
What's he like? Were you guys there when we were going to go to a show that
I
one
was
time?
There too. I talked to him too. He's a friend of me and the show.
Yeah. More of a friend of me, probably, but.
Than the show, but more a friend of me than you.
You know, it'd be awesome is if we could. Who is the biggest star of Cool Runnings? That's still alive.
Dougie Doug.
If we could get Dougie Doug on the show.
Oh, God, how awesome would that be?
How hard would that be?
It can't be that hard.
I bet if we gave him $100, he would do it.
What could we? We got to just start trying to contact Dougie Doug.
God, that would be awesome.
And just talk about it. Well, it's just nothing but Cool Runnings, like inside Cool Runnings talk. We could get the real story.
But
Chris.
The problem is he is probably, could possibly hate Cool Runnings because he got typecast because of how great and iconic his character was in that movie. And that nobody can see him and think Dougie Doug. They just think whatever his character's name was on Cool Runnings, I don't remember.
I can't believe you don't know the guy's name.
I didn't say I was the biggest Cool Runnings fan. I just said that America watches a lot of Cool Runnings.
Well, actually, now that we think about it, why would he come on this show? He's probably, you know, just retired in the Bahamas on all those DVD royalties.
Oh, fuck yeah. The royalties?
From Cool Runnings?
Oh, shit. Now Blu-ray?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. The way Cool Runnings was intended to be seen. I heard the director of Cool Runnings is going to reissue a new version where he replaces all the puppets with CG effects.
The puppets?
Yeah.
Puppets.
You think... are you confused about what movie Cool Runnings is?
Oh. There were puppets in there, weren't there?
What puppets?
I don't know. I was trying to be funny. Oh. I'm sorry, guys.
I forgive you. Thank you.